confidence. There's a difference between arrogance and confidence. Arrogance doesn't have any evidence, anything to back up that it has happened. Confidence is when you do a thing more than once and you know that you can do it again. That's where the confidence comes in. What's good, everybody? I'm Justin Miller, owner and host of Legends of Athletics. Welcome to another Legends of Athletics. Welcome to another legendary episode. This episode 121, we are celebrating 10 years in the business, being the best of the best in sports performance, being one of the top sports performance companies in Mississippi. I'm naming it and claiming it before it happened, but being one of the top sports performance companies in Mississippi. And we are so excited to celebrate that. But you know, before we get into the episode, we got to take care of the housekeeping. So don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. Don't forget to rate this podcast, like this podcast, and share this podcast if you're listening to it by yourself, listening to it with a friend. So tell a friend to tell a friend on whatever platform you're listening to it on that, hey, we are back and we are better than ever. The people who have been listening to us on Spotify, I don't know what y'all doing over there, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it is helping us move up the rankings and grow and meet new people and get contacted by new people and things like that. And so it has been great, and we have been so excited and elated. That's right, elated to have you guys helping us grow. And so with that, you know, of course, I talked about us celebrating 10 years, and I want to do an episode kind of tailored to that. And so for me, it's just, this is going to be a smorgasbord. I have no outline, no plan. I'm just kind of talking to you guys about things that have happened over the years, giving you guys some stories, some backstories, allowing you to see kind of what I've learned and to try to help somebody that may have a dream, may want to do something better or bigger than themselves, and may want to do something that is beyond what they even able to think or imagine right now. And so with that, let's jump right into the episode. 10 years ago, we were known as Geek Physiques at the time, and the idea for what we have, which is today Legends of Athletics, started off as just that, an idea. I was in college. I was getting ready to graduate from Mississippi State University. I was 24. Of course, that lets you know I was there doing a little victory lap and wasting a little time, but I was 24, and I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I was going to graduate, and I didn't know exactly what direction I wanted to go. Didn't really know, you know, what to even call the idea that I had. But I knew at that time, I watched a lot of Chris Jones videos, Hodge Twins, and people like that. At that time, CT Fletcher was huge. He had just came out. And so I seen those guys on YouTube, and they were more in the bodybuilding space. And so initially, the name Geek Physiques kind of tailored towards that. And so I never wanted to be a bodybuilder though. I just kind of like, I've always been a person, I like to lift weights and things like that, but bodybuilding wasn't my thing. And so we went from there, and you know, I marketed the business. At that time, that marketing was, I would not call that marketing. It was actually subpar. And I was not very confident and as thick skinned as I became later down the road. But I had this business that I wanted to do, and I would kind of tell people about it and kind of go from there. And so it started off as Geek Physiques, and I did a little personal training. I was not a certified personal trainer, but I did some personal training. And I remember my first client that I ever picked up, well, her name is, she's still living, her name is Punkin, and she went to church with me, and she gave me a chance, gave me an opportunity. It was great. I realized pretty soon and pretty shortly that personal training was not something that I wanted to do. But we also had the sports performance side of things, and I really didn't know what to call it at that time. So I would say that things like sports training, athletic training, sports coaching, I gave it so many names until I came up on sports performance, and that's what essentially what we do. And we started working with athletes, Tristan, PJ, we started working with athletes, Cam. Those are the first three athletes I ever worked with. And I remember us having to sneak on the football fields to get our workouts in. I remember us working out at the dugout. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, if you read the comment on one of the posts I put up the other day, where I put up like 10 pictures of from the past to now, Cam was one of the people that commented on it, and he talked about us working out at the dugout and raising up the door in there. We were working out on like a, that field probably was about 35 maybe 40 yards exactly on the head in an old warehouse like style building. It had one raising door that didn't work all the time. And so we had one person that had a membership, and we would sneak in there too. At that time, we were all pretty broke, but we would work out for hours a day. And at that time, we would just call it the grind house. We would always call it the grind house because we just believed in the grind and trusted the process that the work we put in was going to be good things going to come out of that. I remember we used to go to Snap Fitness in Tupelo, Mississippi, and we used to go there at 6 o'clock in the morning and would lift weights, and then we go and hit the field. And that was probably some of the most fun times of my life. I didn't know it then, but what we were building was set the stage for what was to come. And at that time, like I said, within the first year, I didn't know what Geek Physiques was going to morph into or become, and didn't really have an idea of Legends of Athletics LLC at that time. But with time, you know, life happened, circumstances happened, and everything fell into place as it should. We moved along in that story. Geek Physiques was great, but it never took on the identity of itself as it should. It's the brand started there, but that brand just did not sit well. It didn't build into what I wanted to be. Even though that was my baby, I had to learn how to like let it go and kind of like slowly let it die off and then create something else. And so then we rebranded into Legends of Athletics. And this thing has grown since 2019. That was what's that, 6 years ago, 5 years ago? So that's 5 years ago, and it's created and grown and had a life of its own. And within this 5 year span, it has done leaps and bounds more than what Geek Physiques ever done. And that could be because of personal growth. That could be because of just, you know, learning the game better, things like that. But those were the things that we done, and that's how we got to this point. Legends of Athletics now, today, I'm very excited to say that we are in process of attempting to hire our first employees. And so that's a great thing. That means that we're growing. That means that things are happening correctly for us, and we're doing the right things and putting things in place the correct way. And if you would have asked me in year one, did I see it going to this point, I would have told you yes, but I didn't know all the stuff that it took. And so that leads me into what I really want to talk to you guys about. What have I learned over the years to become who I am today, and for this business to take on the identity that it has today? Legends of Athletics, don't get it twisted, is its own brand. I purposely built it that way. I never wanted Legends of Athletics to be associated with Coach Miller. I never wanted it to be, you know, we could be attached, but I never wanted it to be solely my name that helped it rise or fall. So whenever I started this thing, whenever I came back to the table in 2019 and we rebranded, I was going through a lot of personal growth then. But when I planned it so strategically to become what it is. I already knew all the branches I wanted to be attached to this tree. I knew exactly what I wanted this thing to look like from year to year, and from what we wanted to grow into. And so for me, it was more just executing the plan. And so within that time, of course, I've worked for other companies and things like that, and kind of did it as a side gig. And then last year, me and my wife came together. We made a decision, and I decided to go at it 100%. And that has been one of the best things I've ever done in my life. Does that mean we're exactly where we want to be today? Just at this moment, no. But we are trending towards the right direction to get to where we want to be. And so, Legends of Athletics, I will say this, be the first thing I'll tell you. It goes for athletes, but it goes for people as well. You either have it or you don't have it. I'm not talking about talent. When I say have it, either you can work towards that thing or you choose not to work towards that thing, that goal that you have set before yourself. You have to give it 100%. those athletes that have gone on to get collegiate scholarships, those athletes that have gone on to not just get the college scholarship, but those ones that have had success in their careers and really been satisfied at the end with their career are athletes that gave it 100% each and every single day, each and every single training session. Each time they had the opportunity to do it, they gave it 100%. And that's something that you have to ask yourself. Whatever it is that you're doing, are you giving it 100% or are you giving it 50% because that's convenient, 70% because that's convenient, or are you giving it 100%? Some people notice about me is that at one point in this business, I was working two jobs and still training. So I was working 60 plus hours a week, and that was just what was required. But everything that I'd done, I gave it 100%. The second thing I would say that I've learned in business is if you're going for anything that's big, anything that's bigger than yourself, you have to mentally take yourself there first, and then everything else falls after that. But if you don't mentally go there, and I'm not just talking about belief, but I'm not talking about fake it till you make it. I'm saying mentally train yourself to be that person every single day, day in and day out, and become a great leader. You will not get to that place. Nothing happens by accident, but it does happen with intent. And so that would be my second thing. The third thing I would say is do what you can do at any time and all times that you can do it. Don't let anything stop you. I remember there was a time where I didn't have a vehicle. That's probably a lot better. I didn't have a car, and I was still training and working with athletes the best way that I could at that time. And it was very hard, especially when you don't have a transportation to do what you need to do and get where you need to go. But I made provisions to get where I needed to go and got there and made ways to train even through all that. I remember training at my home at 1 year, or it may, I've been I may have done that for like a year or a year and a half. I literally trained in my backyard. And so I've never not trained athletes or used the simple excuses I could have to say, well, I got this reason for not doing it, so I'm gonna completely just take a step back and not do it. But I did those things in spite of. And so if you have a dream, there's gonna be obstacles in your way. There's gonna be things that stop you, things that slow you down. But you have to have a belief in yourself, and you have to truly believe in yourself and your craft and what you're doing and what you're going after to keep you going in times of famine. Because you will have cold seasons just like you'll have hot seasons. I'll say this, bringing me to my next point. When you're hot and you have the momentum, seize the opportunity and seize the moment. In 2015, I believe it was, we came out with the shirts, Addicted to Success. And they were under the brand of Geek Physiques at that time. They said Addicted to Success on the front and had the Geek Physiques logo on the back, on the rear neck. And so I was one of the first people. I'm on that social board. I was the first one, but no, I was literally one of the first people in Tupelo as a trainer who was branding the whole business as apparel, training, social media content, all this stuff in Tupelo, Mississippi is what I was doing. And so we had those shirts, and we did well, very well. We consistently sold out of them. But as a 25, 26-year-old kid, I did not do well and manage the money well. And so that apparel side of the business eventually faded. And that was at no one's hand, no one's doing except my own. And so that's why I say you have to be well aware and keep the momentum while you have it. Because when I tried to recapture that momentum and get it going after that, it has just never reached and caught fire and caught the level that it did at that time, initially when I first started it. And so I always take opportunity when you're hot to seize the momentum. And the last thing that I will just leave you guys with is I've said this in other podcasts. If you have a dream and you have something you believe in it regardless of what other people say. I try to be so careful with my words and so careful with what I tell people, what I tell athletes and people who may be influenced by me, because I know the impact of words and what people say and how that can impact you. I'm not oblivious to it. I'm not blind to it. It's something that I'm well aware of. And so when I started Geek Physiques at the time, I just remember there were few voices that said I could and many voices that said I could not, because I didn't look the part. I wasn't conventional. I wasn't the standard or the status quo person, so to speak, a cookie cutout. And it took years to build the confidence in myself and to build the thick skin, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because now I'm able to have supreme confidence in myself, supreme confidence in my skills, supreme confidence in my ability and my will to win. And those are the things that I take and hold dearly, nearly and dearly to me. Any of you guys that want to be in business know you have to have thick skin. You're going to win, you're going to lose. There are going to be people that talk about you, there are going to be people that applaud you. But you have to have some thick skin, because you're going to be tested, and you're going to be tested pretty regularly. You're the first person to take those arrows, because that's your child. That's your kid. That's your thing that you grew up, that you have grown into, whatever that it is. And so I always have to say, have confidence. There's a difference between arrogance and confidence. Arrogance doesn't have any evidence, anything to back up that it has happened. Confidence is when you do a thing more than once and you know that you can do it again. That's where the confidence comes in it. And so have confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself. Really hone your skills and sharpen your swords, sharpen your blades, because when your time comes, and it will come, opportunities come, you want to be ready, you want to be willing, you want to be prepared and able to take on the moment, seize the opportunity, and be in position to be one of the ones, one of the leaders of the field, one of the ones they call upon to ask for advice, ask for instruction, and even look to see what's happening and what's new. If you want to be a trailblazer, there's just certain stripes that you got to earn in order to have the right to say that. And so I'm so glad for y'all that have heard me rambling and heard me talking. I'm going to give y'all more stories. I may do a 3-part series. I may just give y'all straight funny stories over the 10 years of me training. I got to get clearance though from some of my athletes, because I can't tell all of them. Some of them are straight. Some of them are so funny, I only talk to that person about them. But, you know, hey, we're going to see. I got plenty of them. I got stories where I failed at training. I actually just failed last year. So those kids seen me fall. The younger kids definitely seen me fall. Like, I'm talking about grabbing nets and falling on my back and all kind of stuff. But this podcast went longer than what I expected, 18 minutes and some change. It's plenty of time. But, hey, as I say all the time, make sure you do the things legends do. Get 1% better each and every day. And as always, it's all love to everybody. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Again, I have to say that because that's just something they say to get people to subscribe and stuff. But anyway, make sure you do the things legends do. If you like the content, tell somebody to tell somebody. And as always, be legendary.